Yeah, my name is Splitting the Sky.
I have heard a bit about your story here, about what happened in Calgary, I guess, on March 17th. But in case people haven't heard about it, though, do you mind mentioning what happened?
Yeah, what happened basically was is that I went to Calgary on the 17th. We organized a major demonstration because Bush was going to be giving a speech at the TELUS Convention Center. And it was going to be $400 a plate, 1,500 Alberta oil executives, people in the oil industry, the Alberta tar sands, they were there to hear him speak. And he was given a $200,000 honorarium. The same people that organized that benefit, Bennett Jones and a couple of entrepreneurs, Ernst & Young, and unfortunately for this one here, the Global News Network sponsors, but the same ones that sponsored them in Calgary sponsoring them here. We organized roughly 500 to 700 people. It was a large turnout. It was very spirited. And now we requested that he be arrested under the Immigration and Refugees Act of Canada, which basically doesn't allow war criminals into the country. There was a massive police buildup over there, just like there is here today. And I said that if George Bush comes into this country, if you don't arrest him for war crimes, according to this law, the Canadian Criminal Code, then I will effect the citizen's arrest, according to the legal clause known as civil resistance. And so they basically did not arrest him. And I decided at that moment to break the line. I broke the line and I went through and I was grabbed, apprehended, knocked to the ground, beaten severely with a slight head concussion. My glasses were broken. I was handcuffed and hauled off to jail. All the time, I was still yelling, arrest Bush. When I got to jail, I was booked and I was beaten inside the penitentiary, kneed in the groin, and I'm still suffering as a result of that at the moment. So on March 8th through the 12th, we got a trial date. I pled not guilty. And I said, the real guilty criminal is still to be apprehended. A war criminal named George Bush and all of his neoconservative cabal. I intend to introduce a body of information relative to the fact of the tortures and the murders that were committed by the Bush administration. 96 known murders, right, as a result of torture. So that's what I intend to put on trial, and I intend to reverse the charges onto the Bush regime. Now today, I'm down here in support of the resistance here, calling that Bush and Clinton be charged with war crimes here today. Now, no sooner than I got here, I had two RCMP agents come up on me and try to talk to me quietly, and they tried to intimidate me with a lie that was told by a provocateur, one of the many provocateurs milling around the people as we speak here today. So there's an agent provocateur that tells the police that I had told them that I intended to break the line and go in there, grab George Bush and kill him. So I said, well, you tell your provocateur and the rest of your crew that if you try to arrest me for that, the whole world will hear about it. All you're doing is shooting yourself in the foot. Now get out of my face and get lost. So that's where I'm at right now. Just get out of my face. They try to create a little kerfuffle, but then they seen all the people starting to come and they heard it. So there was witnesses, so they couldn't get away with it. There was witnesses they couldn't get away with. So they backed off and they left. We still got one objective in mind, indict the war criminals, arrest them and indict them.
Have you heard this, that the country, Spain, was working on something about prosecuting George Bush? Did you hear that at all?
Oh, absolutely. Baltazar Cardon, a Spanish judge, is demanding the prosecutorial staff to indict six of Bush administrators from the Office of Legal Counsel during the Bush regime for ordering the torture and the murders of the many innocent victims that died while inside of Bagram and Abu Ghraib in Guantanamo Bay. They basically will arrest Antonio Gonzalez, Alberto Gonzalez, William Haynes, who now is a lawyer for Chevron, David Addison, John Yu, along with Bybee, I forget his first name, Bybee, who is a judge, is a federal judge, to indict them for pushing the envelope on the question of torture in violation of Article 3 of the Geneva Convention.
One last question I just wanted to ask you about is your T-shirt. I noticed you have the Free Leonard Peltier T-shirt. Do you have any comments on that case?
Oh, absolutely. I carry Leonard Peltier with me all over the world because he is the longest held political prisoner in North America, along with Mumia Abu-Jamal. We're saying that this man has been falsely accused of killing two federal agents and should be released immediately. And that when we release the real, the political prisoners in the United States and worldwide, and then we filled up those vacant cells with George Bush and the rest of his cabal.
So we got some objectives, and I'd just like to thank Splitting the Sky for your words today.
Thank you. And www.splittingthesky.net and www.warcriminalsout.com.